Do you know, years later, when Colin Teague came to Gloucester, he was 28 when he was a lock at Spartans, and we had a lad, Phillips, who was a local hooker, and they went to, you know, we struggled. He went up to, well, we didn't have the players at the time on the county there, so we went to Leicester and won. Now, I didn't play in that game, but it was typical of Gloucester, though. They went up there with two lads, and Tiki wasn't a prop, he was a second row, he became a prop here. But he went up there and he put all that he knew, all that he learned, and you know, they won. Gloucester went there and won. I remember playing Spartans when they had Roy Folk, Bob Averish, Ronnie Hands, look at that for a front row, Big John Ford, Dave Barley used to play, and Monty Knight was out in the centre, and his brother, he was outside out, his brother was in the centre. I mean, they were great teams, they were. You got a block court, and there was an old Victorian building where we used to change. And years later, I was playing in the big time, and then there was warming up for an England game, like, there was no game. So I said, well, listen, any chance of a game? So I asked the secretary, I can't think of his name now, but I asked if I could just have 80 minutes, and he said, yeah, look, you play number 8. He said, you're playing proper. He said, I'll go and ask the bloke in the Coney. And it was like six rooms and a corridor down the middle. And I heard him go up to the front. He said, look, we got Mick Burton wants to play for us. Is that all right? So the Coney old kid, the guy heard him, he said, Mick Burton, he said, who do you think he is then? I don't ask him to play. If you want to put him out, then the Gloucester kid, they didn't care. Didn't care. Like, I didn't ask him to ask, but, you know, they didn't care. And the funny thing, they had a little prop called Terry Freeman who played in the Spartans seconds. And what I become accustomed to was in Gloucester and the internationals and on the big tours, all your kits hung up for you, your boots are done and everything, the soaps all there, the towels and all that. And of course, I walk in, they say, hey, my boys, Mick Burton's playing, they're way good. Well, we're playing, Mick. So I went into this big this big plastic bag, you know, before Midliners Row, it was just a plastic bag. And there was one shirt left, and I pulled it, it was number 11 with a big hole in it. I said, well, he must be thin, this bloke. I said, it was a match. It was a schoolboy jersey, it was. And I went, well, look, I'm going to play now. I ain't got a shirt. So they went up to the thing and come out with another one. Just as bad. Like, he said, it's only got one arm. He said, So I put the shirt on. And as a consequence, I was late going out into the dressing room. And this team had gone out to that field, and this team had gone out to that field, and all the teams had gone out. And suddenly, you know, when you hear the studs on the marble, as you point out. And it was Terry Freeman, and he come past the door, like, and he went, sort of step back. He said, what are you doing here? I said, I'm playing. I said, what's the crack? He said, I'll tell you the crack, Bert. And he said, I'm in the second team, you're in the thirds. He said, don't forget that.
I bet he's done to you people that story.
But it's a true story, though. Yeah. You asked, you know, Terry.
How about your dream Gloucester team?
It takes years. This, so yeah, I always think about some of them. Then sometimes you see it in the programme, you got a Gloucester team, and then someone says, "What about?" Oh no, yeah, he was better than him. You know, it's just my recall isn't good enough. If you mentioned a load of players, I'd say whether they'd be good enough to be in it or not. Yeah. But then you'll mention someone else after. Oh, I forgot him. So I don't do it.
Well, who would you choose to play with in the front row?
Well, I had three hookers I played with all the time. Mills, Ken Taylor started off with me, and Nichols was the most of the time. So I had the beginning of Steve, just got the end of my career, and they were three very distinguished. I mean, they were hookers, purest hookers, and they could play. One who struck me for his bravery was Fred Reid, who played behind all of those blokes, to be honest, but played quite a lot of games. And in the game, in one game, we were playing Moseley, and they were a top team then, very, very top, and it was Floodlights again. And we played down here, and we were defending that corner towards the Cathedral and the Dean's Walks behind you. And we were 5 yards out, and they had what they call a flying wedge. It sounds a joke now to say it. It's like talking about antiques. But this flying wedge was quite hard to stop, because they used to tap it, the front man used to go, and they all used to come in a wedge, and then once they made contact, they'd drive you over. So it was quite hard to stop. And we weren't sophisticated defensively wise, in the sense that, you know, now if you pull something over, they say, oh, you brought it to ground, it's a penalty. So we didn't even think that. We had to think of another way out of it, you know. And I was stood on the touchline, and we couldn't go beyond that because there was only 5 yards out, you see. So this wedges, they go bang, they call it, and they all form up, and it's obvious what's going to happen. And I'm stood 1 foot ready to go, and I didn't really know who to tackle, though, to be honest. I thought, well, I'm going to hit them all. You know, what can I do this? And little Fred took off, and he hit the front bloke right in the knee, a fair tackle, and they all fell on top of him. And I looked at him, I thought, that's the answer to this move now. And about a year later, it was outlawed because it was so dangerous. But old Fred, he was as brave could be. And it was, you know, the corner I just described to you, there's the cathedral, there's the Dean's Walk behind you. There's no one really down there on a Wednesday night. Yeah. You know, they're in the shed or in the grandstand, and no one knows. You know, they had Horton, they had a big kid, Russell Field, had a lot of England trials, he was a good player. Mm. They had a lot of weight, they did. And at the end of it, they had little Jan Webster, and they had Finland was the outside half. Yeah. They had the boy who was capped the same day as me, who went to Salford. Fielding was a winger, very, very fast. So as soon as they committed your pack, they released that ball and away. The little Freddie went boom. And I felt guilty afterwards because I tried to tackle the bloke on the side, he didn't have the ball. Freddie, the bloke, and he's. So that was typical, you see, again, of someone who didn't star all of the time. But his commitment and his responsibility, it shone through, you know. So those three, and of course, I was very privileged in.
Because Fred has told us the story of being knocked out by you and you were playing with him. Oh,
Cambridge University.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Right.
Keith Roach, wasn't it?
Yeah, that
was Cambridge. Treading on his toes.
It was
kicking
Cambridge.
His shins,
oh, yeah. Oh. Christ, don't you know, I remember that was me playing out of position. And oh, I remember that now. Yeah, I'll tell you what it was. We, as I told you, we used to go to Cambridge on a Wednesday afternoon, and we were the last game before the varsity. So they played us Wednesday, had the weekend off, then had the varsity. And they were very, very fit. They never picked the England team in that time until the varsity was over. Then you'd always get two from each team, bring the boys in, you know. And I was playing loosehead, and Fred's bound down there, bang. And I told you, funny that I should mention Philip Keith Roach. He was quite a technical man at the scrum. And he had these boys, he had this first thing where they used to put their arm over and just go, and the scrum half used to put the ball in. It was technically, you see, I always thought that when he took his hand off, he wasn't minding, but no one took any notice of it because it was only for a second. The referees let him get away with it. So universities got their own ball by just go boop, and then it was all over. They did quite well. And Fred, it was his thinking. But then he probably knew Fred, you see, because he'd been at Stroud, he came here, he'd been at Roslyn Park, and he was a very astute chap, Phil Keith Roach. And He kept just putting one leg forward and taking it with his left, and then he tread on Fred's foot. So Fred didn't ask, he didn't say anything, but I could see he was uncomfortable. And I've got Fred under my right arm, I'm not really a loosehead, but I thought, oh, so I looked at him, I said, right, Fred, and we both knew what that meant. So Fred went, you can see him like Prue, he's about 6 foot tall now. So as the ball comes in, I waited till it was on our side because he's looking my way. So I dropped my hand off the tight end, dropped it off this, and you could hear it go whomp, and he went, whomp, and I heard the crowd went, whoa. So I got up and looked, it's fresh, Fred's let out on the floor. So he said, one of our blokes got him, said, if they want to play like that, they can have it. It was nothing to do with the other team. It was, I couldn't say sorry enough to Fred. Like, but you know that question there: who's your best team? And all, and when you prompt me there in that way, you can remember all those players and where they were and what they meant to the team. You see, it's interesting there that I could get three great hookers and then remember Fred's contribution, because there was 50 games in the season then, so you all had to play.
Yeah.
It wasn't just the stars that and you were never a star in Gloucester. I remember coming back from international on the Sunday and playing on the Wednesday because I was the captain, it was my duty. And Peter Ford used to tell me off, he was a selector then, but years later we agreed that it was the right thing to do because you couldn't not play for Gloucester. You know it was your responsibility.
Yeah,
I keep coming back to that word.
Yeah.